Yo, what's popping? You know what time it is, your boy Mr. J Hill. J Hill Podcast. We are in the building. Oh man, my next guest, I always say each and every guest is special, but this one is special because I've been trying to do this interview for a long time. Maybe even 3 years now. It's crazy.
Yeah, about 2-3 years. Yeah.
Yeah, 2-3 years. Toffee is in the building.
What it is, what
up, brother? North Miami is here.
North Miami.
And to my audience, or to some of the people that might not know who he is, you probably like, man, why you want to do this, man? Because I got turned on to this guy's music even before MMG.
Nah, it was DC.
I mean, I said
Dream Chasers.
Before Dream Chasers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, I know a lot of people probably got a lot of fans from that. But yeah, I was rocking with you before Dream Chasers.
Yeah, I remember you told me.
You was rocking with my homie Kev, right?
Kev.
From DC or no?
Yeah, Kev. Yeah.
Okay. I remember.
No, you said
I'm
Kev.
I call him Kev. Yeah,
that's my boy.
Yeah, God. Damn,
my
man.
My brother right there.
Yeah, well connected Kev. Shout out to my guy, man.
Well connected Kev.
Yeah, so I've been trying to do this for years, man. This man had a motion for a long time. I know a lot of y'all probably was introduced through Dream Chasers and Meek Mill, and that's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, he been having motion way before that.
Right.
But yeah, man, how you doing, bro?
No, I'm chilling, man. Came out here, I'm vibing, you know.
Yes, sir. It's
I'm
good to see you.
I'm familiar with the A.
Yeah, you got the new project about to come out Friday. Yeah,
I'm not them.
What does that mean to you, man, when you say I'm not them?
Like, you know, a lot of people tend to put me in a category because I'm a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, like, when you actually get to meet me in person, you're like, damn, this nigga, he's not like the other rappers.
Not like one of them.
Nah, I'm not like them. I get it a lot. That's mm-hmm. all I like. I really was supposed to come out with a tape called I'm Not Them a long time ago, but it just came to me.
Yeah.
When I was working on this one, that's how I felt. You feel me?
Nah, facts. Yeah. Now, you from North Miami, bro. What part of North Miami? Like, what
the
is...
East side.
East side of North Miami.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Miami.
Miami, like, NMB.
Like, when you think of, like, Toffee or Miami, like, what does that mean to you?
I'm born and raised. Like, it's, you know, it's just, we got our own culture down there, especially with the Zoes. Where I'm from is predominantly, like, Haitians.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? You got Haitians, you got Hispanics, but it's mostly Haitians.
Tell me about the culture in Miami.
The culture.
In North Miami.
Foreign cars, a bunch of young niggas with bread, with grown man money.
Mm.
Yeah, like, for real. Like, you know, you might have, in normal hoods, you might have, like, I'll say about 10 guys or less that everybody in the hood knows got paper.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it's not like that where I'm from.
Yeah, that's what kind of like, that was the most interesting thing about it to me. Because, you know, like, I'm from the projects in Baltimore, McCullough Homes, right? And like, when you like, man, we always getting money. I'm like, shit, I probably knew one or two people. And even them, they probably wasn't like getting money like that.
That's what I'm saying.
It was
like,
the trenches.
Let's say if we was to have projects, we don't really got projects like that. We got apartment buildings, but we don't really got projects. Let's say if we have projects and it was, let's say it was 40, 50 kids, at least 15, 20 of them in that building.
Where did that come from? Like how, from when you remember? How did that happen? What was the origin of that?
When I was in high school, before like right now we in a scammer era.
Mm-hmm.
Before that became popular, like you really had to like, if you wanted to touch some paper, you really had to be kind of aggressive.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Or get a job.
But I'm thinking like everybody couldn't have been aggressive because then niggas,
that's what
everybody
I'm saying.
Would be
it was
dead.
Harder back then. But still, like, niggas was still on bullshit. Like, what? Okay, when I got locked up, the county jails was overcrowded.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's always the case, though. That shit
no, like, overcrowded. Like, a two-man cell had 5 people in it.
Mm.
Like, it was bad.
Yeah, I remember at a time in our country, like, it was, like, we were talking about the overpopulation of the jails.
Niggas
and everything.
Was catching football numbers, young.
Mm.
Like, my first charge, I got 7 years. And so, when you locked up with the rest of the people, 10, 15, 20, 30, damn. These niggas not even 25 yet.
Yeah, facts.
Like, it was off the chain back then.
So, wait, back in the day, everybody's getting money from your hood being aggressive. I'm trying to, you got to make that make sense
to me. All right, put it this way. All right, let's say, before I got locked up 2008, 2007, 2008, you come to Miami. You come to where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
All you're gonna see is Monte Carlos, Grand Prix, Chargers, Hemi Chargers, Hemi Challengers on 26s. 24s everywhere. Like, it's not just when you're gonna see one. You're gonna see avalanches. You're gonna see escalators. You're gonna see expeditions. 26s, candy paint with paintbrush on, like a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you follow me? Like, if you going,
I can see
you going ride down the street. You're gonna see about five of them.
But
down
that's
that
the
street.
Glam of it. I'm trying to figure out where did it start. Like, when you, because you're saying like back before the scam, we had to really get aggressive to get money.
Right,
I get that.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I'm like, I understand what you're saying. It's hard for me to see it because if everybody is in your hood, because I'm assuming it ain't that big, the hood, right?
It's pretty big. No, Miami, and it'd be pretty big.
Okay, see, me, I'm being, because I don't know no better, because my hood is like, is just the hood. It's small McCullough homes, right?
Yeah, nah, it's big. It's big.
Okay, so in North Miami, if everybody is being on the same bully bullshit, right?
Yeah.
To get money, I'm like, y'all all had to be killing each other, taking from each other, robbing each other. Yeah. Like, so then everybody couldn't be rich unless, like, how did
not
this circle happen?
Not everybody's rich, but everybody was touching some paper. Not everybody, but you get when I say everybody.
So you take from him, him take from him, and then...
Nah. Everybody got their own plans, their own strategic way of getting.
Okay.
I don't like to do shit in my backyard.
Okay.
I've never been...
So y'all would leave?
Some people would leave. Some people would do shit here. Like, where, you know, it's just however you want to do it. Some people was smarter. Some people was dumb with it. Like, but... It's like you wanted to touch some paper because right. You going to school and niggas is coming to school every day, fresh J's.
And you don't remember where that, like, the origin of this wanting to get paper? Because when I was young, we ain't think about
Miami.
Getting money. That's always been Miami.
Yeah, that's always been Miami.
Okay.
Miami, home of the hustlers. Like,
okay.
Yeah, that's like, it's since I could remember. Like, that's just the culture.
All right.
Getting
see, that's what
right.
I'm okay, because yeah. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I remember me coming up.
It's fast.
I wanted to play sports. You know what I'm saying? Like, we weren't even thinking about money.
Shit. Niggas wanted to play sports, but I don't know what it is. It's like you want to get to it early.
Right.
Because you see so much.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I was somewhere where I ain't see as much, my mind frame would have been different. But I'm seeing it. Like, I'm seeing my older cousins pull up to their mom house, like Tahoe's on sixes. I'm in middle school. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tahoe's on sixes, Monte Carlo's on sixes. Like, these are cars I want. Like, I'm like, man, what y'all doing? They looking at me like, come on, man, jit, man. Go sit down somewhere. Like,
so let me ask you this then. Was that lifestyle, because you say Miami was the home of the hustlers, right?
Yeah.
Is that synonymous with the Haitians and the Zoes? Or like, because in my mind, I want to know, it's different from growing up in Miami,
yeah.
But then growing up Haitian in Miami.
Yeah, it wasn't just Haitians. Back then, it wasn't
but
just
But I'm saying
Haitians.
From your experience, though, how was it personally being Haitian in Miami?
I mean, it wasn't cool to be Haitian when I was, like, it started being cool to be Haitian, like, probably when I was in high school.
Mm.
Like, it started being cool. Like, people was jocking it, like, oh, I'm fucking with the Zoes. Like, you know what I'm saying?
When was the switch?
Probably, like...
Like, not in high school, like, what was the, what happened for the switch? Did you see it? Was it something
you started
that you
getting money.
But you said everybody in Miami was getting money, though.
No, not everybody, but, like, all right, the Zoes took it to another level.
How?
All right, let's say if average around that time, you say a nigga was all right with 20 grand, 30 grand back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
You was okay. Like, you was cool. Like, let's say from 20 to 30, young nigga walking around with 200, 300, got 300 put up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, young nigga. Like, not even 25 yet. Zoes. And it was a bunch of Zoes like that.
Mm.
You see young niggas pulling up all type of whips. Like, you know what I'm saying? So we took the cake for that. Once that started, you know how that trickled down. Girls. Mm. I want a Zoe. I want a Zoe. We in Bal Harbour. We shopping. Like, we buying all the designer. Like, you know what I'm saying? We making the money. So now it became a thing. We in the club fucking the clubs up.
Mm.
More than ever. More than anybody has ever had. You know what I'm saying? It's like puddles. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and all the bitches know, all the bitches in the city know, like, Zoes.
So at that time, were y'all always, like, sticking together? Or was it y'all still
it was,
had
it,
y'all
it was,
beefing
um,
in between?
How it is in Miami, you stick with your neighborhood.
So even, like, so you would see, it wouldn't be foreign to see Zoes?
Because it's not Miami, but it's different parts, sections. Sections off.
But it wouldn't be foreign to see Zoes beefing with other Zoes?
Zoes was beefing with Zoes, yeah. It was. It's section, you know. This my section, this your section, east side, west side, all that, you know.
So was it like a thing, you know how they say family, like, I could beef with my family, but if you beef with me want to be for my family, then we on your ass. Was it like that? I'm trying to understand how it was in Miami at this time when you growing up, being Haitian, being a Zo, right? So like, was it like y'all could beef with each other, but nobody could then beef with us if we beef with each other? Like,
you know, nah, it wasn't like that. Nah, it wasn't like that. It was just really just sectioned off for real.
So it sounded like just some regular hood shit.
Yeah, so it was. Yeah, pretty much. Like, you, if this your section right here, sometimes it'll be shit blocks apart, but this is a different section, and it's blocks apart. Niggas beefing with that section, but it's just a couple blocks apart. It'd be shit like that.
Who else came out of like North Miami? Was it anybody else, like any other rappers or anybody that was
North like, Miami
big time? Yeah,
big time. Nah.
I asked that because I'm listening as I listen to your music.
Yeah, Zoe Dollaz.
Okay. I ask that because as I'm listening to your music, I feel like it's nothing that it's nobody else from Florida that I can really compare it to. It sounds different to me.
Yeah. My sound different from everybody else's.
I say you can agree with that.
Yeah, not facts.
I feel like Florida has like that, how would you say, like a lazy flow almost, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like it's cool.
Well, Miami got his own sound in general, besides Florida. Miami got its own sound. Like, we choose like the island bop beats mixed with rap beats. Like, it's kind of like, they call it JIT music, they used to.
Yeah, I remember the first time I heard JIT. I ain't know what the hell with that, but it's like a little
JIT, like, yeah.
Like, we call it like mini Joe, like a little JIT. Nigga. Like, you're a little JIT for real.
Yeah, JIT. That's like a Florida thing.
Okay. Damn, so Miami.
I say Ross was the one that came out, like, once Ross got on, his flow was different.
Wait, where Ross from?
He from Kara City.
Another city in, like, Miami. Like, another small town
in
Miami.
It's not far from North Miami.
Okay.
Because North Miami big. Kara City big. But they call it Miami Gardens. Miami Gardens, North Miami, I'll say about the two biggest cities in Miami.
Okay. Yeah, when you think of, like, Rick Ross and, like, I don't know who, like, a DJ Khaled, would you say they putting on for Miami in the right way?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely put Miami on the map, for sure. Now, I'm like, in a different way, you know what I'm saying? Trick Daddy put Miami on the map, but I feel like they put Miami on the map on a different, like,
facts.
Worldwide. Like, they made you want to, like, really eager to come to Miami and see what Miami about. Like,
hold up, now I got to call your car, bro. We was talking offline, and you said you wasn't fucking with my wall because it was just out of alignment, right? And you was like, one person we got to put with his category. We were talking about putting Boosie with a Rick Ross.
But yeah, he like Boosie a hood legend. Boosie a hood legend.
So you,
like,
would say Boosie going in the same category as Rick? Because some
I
people...
Say, nah, I say Nipsey and Boosie. Like, this lineup, Nipsey and Boosie, nah.
Because I feel like some people...
Jay-Z and 50, they go with each other right there.
I feel like some people would say Rick Ross is on a different level than Boosie.
No, he is. No, I'm talking about hood legends, though.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Boosie a hood legend.
Because I feel like some niggas look at Rick Ross as like, I mean, I personally wouldn't say it, but some people would even say like he's up there with like Drake and like Future.
No, Ross up there. I mean, Ross definitely up there.
I wouldn't say that, but.
No, Ross up there. He up there.
You could say that.
Ross, no, I'm not even on no, like, not even on no city shit. Like, Ross, you know, you got to remember, like, 2011, 2010. Nah, I'll say, nigga, from 2008.
Like, 2009, I would say.
2008 to... I'm not even counting every damn hustling. From 2008 to fucking 2012 was Ross. He was the big dog. Yeah. Like, besides Wayne, like, if we're going to keep it... It was nobody hotter than... Yeah, Jeezy, yeah, but Ross was like...
I'm
not even on no pulling shit because he from my city. Like, for real, like... Nah, he was coming back to back with shit.
Nah, Ross wanted him for sure. Like, yeah. I ain't gonna mess with
that.
Yeah,
he put in his work.
So question, bro. Like, if we talking getting money, right? What was y'all go-to for getting money in North Miami, where you from, in your neighborhood specifically?
No, we that's too much information.
For real? This is back in the day. I mean, shit.
Boy, ain't no back in the day, boy. Still getting money, man. We'll do that.
Yeah, okay, respect. Okay, so you got 7 years. First time you encountered a police interaction, right?
Yeah.
For robbing. How did you get into robbing then?
I mean, I was into a lot of shit. I just never got caught. I got told on.
So what was your go-to for getting money back in the day then?
Whatever made sense.
Like, what was your first introduction to it? Because I, like...
I do shit by myself.
what
like,
was
but,
your,
but that shit I ain't do by myself.
Right,
that's
I know
tell,
you got riding on, but I'm saying, like, what was your introduction, right? So, like, you at the end of the day, you still Haitian at the end of the day. And we know that, like, Haitian parents move a little different, right? Like, so they don't, they not really
strict, right?
They not with the rapper, all that other lifestyle is like, is a strict household.
Right.
So my question to you, being Haitian, I'm like, yo, like, what was your introduction to street life? Like, I guess somebody from...
Nobody put me on.
But what was the introduction? Like, what was your first time seeing something that was like, oh, I like that, I want to get into that?
You just walk outside, bro. You coming from school, walking home from school. You see the cars. And it's the people you seeing in these cars is no more than probably 5 years older than you.
And then you're like, okay, so I want to, whatever they doing, I want to do with that.
Yeah, and then, you know, you don't really know these niggas like that that's in these cars, so you can't just walk up to them and be like, hey, put me on. You know what I'm saying? You got to figure out, you know, shit, everybody, you know, there's other people that got big cousins they could put them on or get them introduced to certain shit.
So what was the first thing you saw that you was like, oh, I could do that and get some money?
I don't even remember, though. I touched my first $1,000 when I was probably 13, 14 years old.
Doing what?
Hitting licks.
So robbing, essentially. Like taking nigga shit.
Yeah. Here and there.
Nigga, you making...
It was all type of shit. It was all type of shit.
Nigga, bro, you making this way harder. Nigga, you was a kid. I'm trying to know what the fuck is going on.
I never got caught for it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I get it. I ain't mad at that.
Okay. So you finally say, yo, I'm about to do this robbing shit. You go to the casino. Your man calls you.
I was robbing. I was serving. I was, yeah.
So your man calls you, say, I want to do this casino shit because he know you getting into shit, right?
Yeah.
What made you say, okay, cool, I'm going to fuck with that, even though you never really got into this type of, you never really did this type of shit?
Nah, it was first time, but it's like the same steps. Like, it's when you know, but it was easy. The plan was easy. We didn't get caught. You know, niggas tried to go back being greedy, and then they got caught and then told on
everything.
But I didn't know they told on everything at that time.
Have you seen these people since then?
Yeah.
You seen them? You was in the same, like, vicinity and everything?
Nah, not same vicinity. Niggas try to make amends, but I wasn't trying to hit. Yeah.
Damn, so niggas snitch on you. And I feel like, you know, it's funny because, like, everybody always talk about this snitch shit and people, like, snitching, being snitched on. But it's like, I look at it, I'm going to be real with you. Like, I feel like how you feel. Your tape about to come. I'm not them. Right? And I always said, like, I'm not one of these niggas. Like, I feel like a lot of niggas use the come up as some type of marketing tactic to get lit.
Right.
And it's like, nah, I really come from that.
Yeah.
We can't really market this, to be honest.
You can't.
Like, you can't market this.
Yeah. It's not cool going in and out of jail, like, all the time. Like, that's just not cool, bro.
Exactly. You understanding that, though, is another part to this, though, that you benefit from. And I wouldn't be me if I ain't challenged you on this. I feel like being a quote-unquote real nigga.
Yeah.
Has its benefits when it comes to hip hop. We can't ignore that.
It does and doesn't.
Come on.
It doesn't. Not nowadays.
It's before, always had
when
its...
When we was younger, yeah.
And nowadays.
Nah, this shit all clout.
Yeah, but
it's
no.
It's niggas that never did half the shit I did.
That's fake. That's
and they using fake shit and putting the camera up. But to make it seem like, and they going viral with it.
Why though? Because it's a benefit from perpetrating that lifestyle.
I can't go live with it though.
No, I'm not saying you.
No, I'm saying that it don't benefit me because I'm the real nigga. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I'm saying the idea of being from the hood, struggling, doing hood activities.
Yeah, you really got a story.
It's a benefit from you can benefit from the being from the hood, if you're a rapper, if you're in hip hop at all, like you can benefit from that. To me, that makes no sense. It's a contradiction because how can we sit up here and say, like, matter of fact, let's talk about you. Do you think you would be as successful as a rapper if you didn't have what came with you?
Nah, I wouldn't. I don't think so. No,
a lot of rappers are the same.
I wouldn't have the battery in my back to talk about what I talk about in my songs too, because I know. what I'm talking about came from, I did really did it. You know right. what I'm saying? So I wouldn't sound as confident probably.
And not even a battery though. The fact that you have those experiences.
Yeah, the experience.
The fact
yeah.
that people can vouch for you. The fact that
yeah.
it's real, right?
Yeah.
I speak on that because we the same ones, right? Because I've seen you speak on it. That's going to say, yo, going to jail not cool.
Yeah, it's not.
We the same ones because we've been through it. We the same ones that's going to be like, we're going to encourage kids to go to school and shit like that, right? As
yeah,
we should.
Yeah.
However, that's not synonymous and that's not, like, that's a direct contradiction of being a successful rapper as we see it now.
Right. Kind of, yeah. This shit is just, I just feel like it's all messed up. I feel like I told Meek before, I feel like, I noticed like, yeah, being a real nigga in this shit, it got its perks, but it's like, when you know you can't do as much as these guys is doing.
Mm.
Like, niggas is going on live, niggas is doing this, niggas is recording everything, like, recording. I'm scared of the camera. I'm terrified of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
My whole career, I never had a cameraman walk around with me. Because, like, how I'm moving, you know what I'm saying? I don't want none of this stuff to even slip on camera. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? That's where I lacked that. Like, because I needed that. I needed people to see, like, I'm in the studio. I knocked out a whole tape in 3 days. Like, without being there for 12 hours a day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want people to see that. But I got 3 phones going off at once. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't have all that on camera. Like, I'm going to have to keep pausing it. Like,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? So it don't, you know, it got its ups and downs.
Nah, that's true. I only speak on that because it's like, yo, like, wanting to, when it comes to hip-hop, bro, especially, like, not even just hip-hop, like, just our culture of, like, the hoods where we come from, even though it's different, I just feel like, on one side, when you really from that,
yeah.
like, niggas ain't, like, my OGs, I never was, like, a gang, I wasn't no gang nigga, I wasn't no street nigga, I
yeah.
just come from a city where, like I said before, like, you ain't gotta be other hood for the hood to run into you, you know what I'm trying
fact,
to say? Like,
fact,
that just is what it is. I say that to say, when I was coming up, the niggas that was getting into it encouraged us to go to school. Like, they encouraged us to play football, do
right.
all that, right?
right
the
right,
same
right.
as you would, because you know that, bro, this, you don't want this.
Yeah.
Like, it might look good, but you don't want this.
Yeah, that shit come with headache.
Exactly. But it's like, I wanted to talk about that contradiction of, like, it's some positive, we can see the good in the hip-hop aspect of it, because every rapper that we know that's lit talk about the struggle.
Facts.
Every rapper. So it's like, bro, what you mean don't do this? I gotta do this. For me to get sell records, I gotta do this. It's almost
yeah,
like
talking about what I went through. Yeah, it's a story. It's a book.
Or not even talk about it. I gotta create something. I gotta go through something for me to be a rapper.
To be a rapper, yep.
And that's crazy.
Yeah. A successful one for sure.
You think that's crazy or like...
I mean, you don't have to go through something.
Name a
if
rapper.
You're going trap rap, yeah.
Yeah. Am yeah. I saying name a trap rapper?
Nah, yeah, you gotta go.
You
trap
can't.
Rapper, you got to, yeah.
But that's like, you don't see how we promoting
yeah.
poison almost. It's like, damn.
Nah, it is poison. It is. Because the music is really what boosts you to do the dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? It
mm-hmm.
is poison, but that's what, all they want to hear is poison. All they want to see is poison.
Mm.
Like, I could post something positive. That shit will probably get some likes for some real people that follow me, but I post some bullshit that I didn't want to post,
yeah.
that shit going to go crazy.
Facts. 100%.
Like, it's just, I got to fight myself just so I can make this shit work. I got to go against my morals sometimes. I'm not going to go out my character all the way, you know what I'm saying? But certain things I won't want to post, I don't want to post, I don't want to show, like, nah, you tripping. Like, this is what they want to see. This is what's going to help you get there.
I only had that conversation because you said because
I feel like I'm reaching when I do it.
Exactly. I only had that conversation because you said I'm not them.
Yeah.
And a lot of these things them guys do for publicity.
Yeah.
For marketing.
Yeah.
For shit that's gonna help.
Because it's like if you don't do it, it's like they're gonna give a fuck about you almost. Like.
Exactly. Exactly. So like, do you feel like it's ever a challenge to not be one of them, but also be successful in the career that you took?
I'm still not one of them because it's certain things I'm not doing. Like, it's certain things that like, you're not going to really see me. I'm like a ghost. Like, you know.
But do you think that's the thing that might be holding you back?
Yeah, it is.
Mm.
It is facts.
Because I seen, I think, let me see. First of all, shout out to my guy. He sent me the tracks off of I'm Not Them, right? And I was listening to the music and I was just jotting down some notes. And,
Yeah, you see your full influence.
I fuck with that. But it was, I listened to all of them. You were saying, one second, I think you said, you was like, if dedication was a person, it would be me. You right. said, I can't nobody in this world say I ain't go hard enough.
Yeah.
All the blood, sweat, and tears, I gotta wipe it up.
Yeah.
You got me asking myself, damn, is you raw enough?
Yeah.
And it made me think of like, yo, like that sound like a nigga that been working hard his entire career and still don't think he get the love that he deserve.
Right. Facts.
And again, back to the tape, I'm not them. I will only assume it feels like, man, it seems like times I gotta act out a character just to get the love when that's not me.
Yeah.
You deal with that a lot?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
What keeps you in mode, or what keeps you, so to say, not acting out a character? Like what makes you stay you?
Hearing feedback from, I guess you could say, the right people.
Mm.
Feedback like from credible people. That's what keep me going. Like, I'll walk outside and it'll be a random person know who I am. Just be like, bro, when you dropping again? I'm like, I just dropped like 3-4 months ago.
Mm.
Nah, man, I'm done with that. I done ran through. I need another one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then you got people like, niggas like Future.
Mm.
Like Future. Like, I don't bother, you know, I always stayed in my lane. Like, you know, because people like Future, Meek, and these dudes, like, they get people coming up to them 24/7. Oh, I rap. I do this. I do that. So, like, or, you know, asking, I'm that type of nigga. I watch these niggas from afar, and I soak it up like a sponge. And I know what beats everything. Hard work beats everything. Hard work beats talent. So, I'm going to work hard. I know my shit going to be. And there's people like Future that acknowledge me, like, you know what I'm saying? That never really, me and, even before me and him even had a real, like, conversation. It was like, what's up, here and there, and that's it. He was like, man, you one of them ones, like, don't stop.
Mm.
He was like, I remember you from before seeing you around. Like, I'm in the, you know, around the time when they dropped Super Slimy. I was around for that whole weekend. You know, we slide in different spots. You know, they promoting the tape and shit. I'm in a pack with them. I'm in a big body Benz too. Like, they, like, who the young nigga is? Like, you know, I'm quiet. Like, I'm just soaking it in. Like, I'm fresh out of prison. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, I remember that. Like, me and my brothers, and we remember you. Like, he was like, man, you real humble. You got a good name in this industry. Don't change.
Mm.
Like, he said, man, I got you. Like, we just got locked in. I got you on the verse. Like,
yeah, I was going to ask, because, like, shit. People like Meek. And it's funny, like, because people make fun of me, because I always go to war for Meek, because I feel like he's one of the niggas that really came from the places a lot of niggas act like they came from. And I seen him put on...
Yeah,
people.
Meek, bro, Meek is one of us. He's a nigga. He's a nigga with money. Like, he's rich. He's a regular nigga. Like, he's not no stuck up nigga. Like, he's a regular nigga. Like, the way they playing with his name is like, I don't, you know, he deal with it how he deal with it. I don't know how he dealing with it, but
yeah, no,
but he don't give a fuck about that shit for real.
That shit gotta get to a nigga head some type of way sometimes.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Yeah. It's frustrating for sure, but it's like, you know.
That's why I rock with him, because, like you said, he one of us. And from my experience, you a nigga from Miami.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm from Baltimore. I didn't see him put on a few niggas from my city.
Nah,
like,
facts.
Literally.
Nah, he has.
Chino.
Yeah,
fucking,
Chino.
My nigga, rest in peace, Scooter up next. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Scola. Like, I didn't see him come to the city and fuck with niggas. Not even including, rest in peace, to Snoop. You get what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah. And he do that shit out of love.
And
he won't give a fuck if he ever make a dollar off it.
Exactly.
It of
all of these niggas that we see that come from, like, neighborhoods that look like us. So it ain't no way I'm not saluting a nigga.
Right.
So, like, I was going to ask you, how is the Dream Chaser shit going?
He trying to rebuild it, because, you know, it was under Roc Nation.
Oh, so it kind of fell apart after
that's
the Roc
done.
Nation?
Yeah, that's done. Damn near not even no more Roc Nation.
Oh, shit. So how did that affect what you got going on?
Like, we all, you know, he ain't keeping us, like, tied.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, we all independent. You know, we still repping D.C.
Mm.
We all independent, though, but he's, you know, trying to find a new situation for D.C.
Okay.
So,
how is the, like, when you in these rooms with Meek, what are some of the things that he's telling you that really stuck and that helped you in your career?
To be honest, he don't got to tell me much.
Mm.
If I'm around him, I see it. The nigga works like... He never got signed before.
Really? It's crazy because I hear that about niggas. Like I hear that about niggas that's up there. Like
niggas like him and Future, bro.
They I was gonna say like Future, like Thug. Yeah,
they work like they never got signed before, because they look at us like, bro, this is what I've been wanting to do my whole life, and I'm making millions off this shit. Why would I slow down? Same mindset I got.
Mm.
If you, people really, you got they got niggas, they got a real core fan base, like a real cult behind them, like. Why stop? These people want to hear from you. You know what I'm saying?
Man, Meek be bullshit, man. He needs to drop some more music, though. I know he just dropped
some.
Yeah,
he do be taking long to drop music. That I say.
Yeah, like, nah, that nigga be, he be having too much fun.
Nah, he's so picky. That's what it is. He'll record probably 20, 30 records this week, right? And then he'll be fucking loving them shits. And then he'll record another 20 pack, and he's like, he don't give a fuck about them other 20 no more. This and where everybody crazy. Like, bro, you need to drop them shits. He be overthinking it.
He played too much.
That nigga got some shit, bro.
Yo, Alex, my producer, he's actually Haitian as well. You said you had some, had a question too.
Oh yeah, how that shit was?
You ever been?
Hell yeah. I love Haiti.
How? Wait. Before you ask, because I remember he had FaceTime me there, or like when he was leaving, and he was like, it really was like an eye opener for you, right? He was like, man, made you like, what was your experience when you went?
It was an eye opener for me too. It was like my first time that I went.
Yeah, your first time.
I was like, damn. Like, I like that type of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like.
What did it make you feel though?
Seemed like if it made me look at life like, man, we over there in America, like people really like trying to kill themselves to get a pair of Gucci sneakers. Like, man, the people. It's not just Haiti. Like islands in general, them kids happy with nothing.
Mm.
Like really happy. Like happier than us.
Yeah.
Like, if me and you had $1 million right now, they happier than us.
Mm.
Like, with nothing.
I feel like you were saying that...
That shit opened my eyes. I'm like...
Oh. I feel like, Alex, you were saying that, like, it really man, showed really, you that man, this when is
I
was where...
Man, I had some Golden Goose on. I paid $7.50 for it. I took them shits off my feet and gave it to the DJ, I swear to God.
Oh, wow.
I swear. I got there, they were playing my music.
Oh, so they already...
I did a free performance
in.
And all.
Damn, that's hard. That's
I brought a couple thousand in once, threw it to all the kids. I wish I brought more.
That's gangster.
Yeah, I took them shits off, man.
That's gangster. Go ahead, Alex. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't say back home, but I'm tapped in with like Kanye's, Tony Mix. I'm tapped in with those guys. Yeah, DJ Wool. Shout out DJ Wool. If you hear this, you're gonna be excited. But that's what I get the shoes to. But I'm tapped in with them. I'm tapped in too many.
Yo, I feel like you still on the rise and a lot of people are still getting that their first introduction to you.
Right.
However, it's funny because you said some funny shit in the text. And we won't have to say exactly what it was, but I was wondering, do you feel like a lot of people know who you are?
You talking about the Demir song?
Yeah.
No, hell yeah, a lot of people know who I am.
But they try
You know, I just started realizing that, though, probably like, I'll say like a year and a half ago. Because I was like, you know, I'm in my bubble. Like, you don't know who really. And it take people, like I said, like people like that you don't speak to. Like, I don't speak the Future. Like niggas like them.
Mm-hmm.
If he know who I am and he watching me, these niggas. And Meek tells me all the time, he said, bro, people ask about you.
So you brought it up, nigga. I wasn't going to say it. But anyway, since you brought it up.
Yeah, I'm the first nigga that came out with them. No, I don't think I know.
So you telling me you know niggas saw your song, you're like, I'm going to make a song and copy his swag.
They heard it. People watch my stories. I'm not going to call no names out. People watch my stories. They watch my page. Listen to me.
I feel like I know this nigga for so long. I'm about to just
troll. Yo, listen to me. As soon as I ain't even trolling, I'm telling you real shit.
No, I said me.
Bro, my fans started tagging these rappers.
All right, so I put it. All right, hold up. No. You opened the door for this shit. I said I wasn't gonna mention this shit.
Right. And one thing about it, dates for everything.
No, so I pull up Demir.
Mm-hmm.
And the first artist I see is Finesse 2 Times.
His shit came out almost a month after mine's. Later than that.
So you telling me, you about to sit up here and tell me, Finesse seen your shit on a story, I'm like, nah, I need to make that a song.
You know I get played in the clubs, right?
Yeah.
You know I get played in different states, right?
What clubs you getting played in?
I can show you my charts on Apple Music alone.
Miami for sure.
My top five, my number one is Atlanta.
In the club? I ain't never hear you in Miami. I mean,
nigga,
in Atlanta.
A girl FaceTimed me in Lenox Mall. My songs were getting played throughout the whole mall.
That's mall. That's
no,
the mall.
The mall. That's even better than the club. That's the mall. Lennox Mall. Well, she FaceTimed.
What they say? They say Drake make music for like mall music. That's what they said.
Nah, you know, Lennox Mall, they playing rap. You know, that shit different.
Yeah, no, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So you mean to tell me you think a nigga
my
heard...
top five, Atlanta, Miami, Chicago, North Carolina, Texas, and New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you, I don't know if I ever been in a club or heard Tavia. That'd be hard. I would like it. I fuck with the music.
You don't look like you be in the clubs too often.
Nigga, you can go to hell.
I no, be, you don't look I like used you to be in the clubs. Club. You like be at bars or something.
Nigga, fuck you. Nigga, I used to be in the club all the time. I used to host in the club a lot. Every weekend, like 3-4 times a week.
You know, bar ain't the same as
a club. I used to be in a club. What you mean? What are you talking about,
you like
nigga?
You host lounge.
Nigga, I used to host a club. What are you talking about? Big clubs.
Lounge. It's giving lounge.
It's giving lounge.
Yeah, it's giving lounge. Nigga. The beer bars.
Nigga, go that. Fuck you, nigga. Just because, nigga, see, I'm glad. You know what? I'm not one of them. I'm glad it looks like that. That's good.
That's what it's giving.
Yeah.
That's what it's you giving. Going to? What club? What club?
Nigga, when I first got down here, I was hosting at Opium. But I've been here there for 3 years. I'm from Baltimore. So like when I was in Baltimore, I was that nigga in Baltimore hosting in the club.
You bring it down here.
I brought the podcast.
So hold on. So
here.
You in Atlanta, you never heard Tavia?
I never heard Tavia in the club.
You don't go out.
What you mean?
Listen to me. God could strike me dead right now if I'm lying, right? I jumped in an Uber.
I will FaceTime a club promoter right now.
Go ahead. But I jumped in an Uber. I had a hoodie on. A nigga's playing my song, Poet. He playing Poet, right? He don't know it's Tavia sitting in the back seat.
Okay, hold
on. God can strike me there right now.
Oh, cool.
You know what I did? I said, damn, you fuck with this rapper? He said, yeah, I got a couple of his songs on playlist.
See, this nigga, I told you, I feel like I know this nigga for 10 years now. Nigga, we just fucking around at this point. Hold up. Let's see. Nah, because you want to test me.
I'm going to call the nigga going to pick up, be like, bro, you ain't come here in the year. You going to call you up. All right, now. Nah. Dude, shit.
Max. No, I ain't been in a club in a year. I've been doing this podcast.
Look, he hung up too.
No, he ain't answering the phone.
He probably even got your number saved no more. He ain't seen you in so long.
This nigga, you gonna make me look bad.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free?
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Damn.
Tweak it.
I don't know no other.
Atlanta's my number one.
Now, hold up. Yo, hello? Hello? Damn.
Look. See there?
Got me looking crazy.
See?
I ain't answering your fucking phone when you call back. All right, so fuck that. Okay, so you saying nigga heard your song in the club on the gram or whatever, and be like, y'all gonna make a song because Tavia did it.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, but I was the first one to make it.
Okay. You know
it
what?
It was more than that, though. I was coming for Finesse 2 times. You said his name. But I'm saying it was a couple more.
Because that was the only one I seen with the Demir song.
No, it's not even the Demir song. It's what I said in the song, too. But you know, you listen to my, you keep listening to my, well.
What you say?
No, matter of fact, nah, I ain't put that song on this tape. I'm put on, damn, I should have. But nah, come on.
You cap. What I will say though.
What?
I knew you was, so, like I said, I was already tapped in with you. I knew you was one of them niggas when I seen the, what's the nigga name? Steve Will Do It shit.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that nigga really tapped in with this shit. When
with what?
Y'all, the young nigga Perkyo.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I don't remember what happened. The nigga, what happened?
They tried to make him wear the, whose jacket it was? Somebody's jacket.
It might have been somebody that Dirk was beefing with or something.
Right.
They tried to make him wear the jacket.
Right.
And
they made it seem like they had a booking for him. To pay him. They finessed him to come over there.
Y'all niggas pulled up. How did
he
that
call
happen?
He called me.
Perkyo called you?
Yeah. I had a conversation with him before that, though.
Wait, how did this happen?
I had a conversation with Perkyo before that, like, on some, like, because they told him, like, he wanted to know who, like, you know, like, who the top Zos was, like, in the Haitian, like, rappers or whatever in the scene, on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tapped in with him one time. And then the second time was that incident. And
so what? He called you and said, yo, niggas is playing. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah. And then, he was like, man, he was really scared because he how it look online.
Yeah. He's a young dude too, so we ain't about to.
And you know, Dirk was showing him so much love. And he said, like, I don't wanna upset this nigga. Like, I don't want this nigga to be mad at me thinking like I'm on some like funny shit. Like, these niggas really try to finesse me. And I'm mad because I'm like, I got hot because he don't know how this shit go down over here because he only been in America 2 years, if that, at the time, a year and a half. He's from Haiti. He don't know what's, he green to this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, so I forgot how I tapped in with Steve would do it. I forgot. I think I made a post or some shit like that. Tag 6ix9ine and 6ix9ine got in my comments. I wanted 6ix9ine, though. I really wanted him. I was going to make an example out of him. You see how nobody was able to catch him? Yeah. Nah, I was going to catch him. I had got him touched, though. A random fan just hit him in his shit for me.
What, you?
And sent it to him. Sent it to me. Yeah.
Oh, you
in
really
front of security. Remember when he was walking about to get on the sprint, somebody punched him in his shit?
So yeah, you was behind that?
Yeah.
How the fuck?
And I ain't even know him. I don't even know dude. He sent it to me 5 o'clock in the morning. He said, it's for you.
Nah, bro. What the fuck you got going on in my
Miami? Hey, man. Solid nigga, man. Solid, bro. Like, nah. We don't play that shit, man.
So, wait. So you tapped in with Steve will do it. You just hit him like, yo, I need to talk to you. Like,
I ain't threaten him. I ain't threaten him because I know he wasn't the one behind it.
Yeah.
He just ain't realized he, 6ix9ine sent him to, like, made him, finessed him to do it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I really wanted 6ix9ine to be there.
So, when y'all pulled up, and that go down, are y'all looking at him different or is it like understanding?
Nah, it's like, nah, you embarrass this nigga, you tried him. It's not just an apology, because he's like, oh, I want to apologize to him. I feel bad now because after I had to talk with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nah, it's not just an apology. Nah, you gotta give him something. Mm. I don't want nothing. I got my own money. He don't got nothing really. He trying to make a living out of this shit.
Right.
Nah, bless him.
So, okay, so now, because we talked about this a little bit, right? About not being one of them. This is the thing, your project is coming out, not being them, right? Yeah. I'm not them. That's a mixture of having to promote the bullshit, the phones, right? Marketing, but also something being real. Because that was a real situation that happened.
Yeah.
Y'all put that online.
On my page, yeah. But I ain't put it on no blogs or nothing.
Right, you put it on your page.
The blogs picked it up, and then, yeah, I put it on my page.
But that's one of those examples of like...
yeah.
A real nigga, you probably wouldn't do that if you wasn't a rapper.
I probably still would because it started online.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
That
it
makes
started
sense.
Online, you know, because this guy got embarrassed online. So it's going to go under the rug. Like,
I
what happened
it.
After? You know
I get
saying?
It. It's yeah. like it's like it's kind of like a public apology. If you disrespect me publicly, you got to apologize.
Right, apologize publicly.
Okay.
That, you know what I'm saying?
That makes sense. How has been, how did the little nigga been? Perky, I haven't seen him since then.
I ain't seen him since then either.
You talked to him?
No.
He is old, right? Like,
he
Haitian. Asian.
Yeah, he Haitian. I don't know. I think he's doing all right, though.
Check in on the little dude, man.
I checked on him before, you know. It's been a while, though.
Talking about people using this gang shit or this hood shit to accelerate their careers. When you posted that, did that help anyway in your career? Be real.
I don't feel like it did.
So niggas like ain't really tapped in much you more?
Nah, niggas tapped in. Niggas remember me for it. Like how you just bring it up. Niggas, of course, around that time, everybody was like, oh, you the dude with Perky? Like everywhere I was going. But I don't feel like it changed as far as like, it didn't make me go to another level.
What you think is missing then?
Marketing. Okay, you got to think about it. You knew about me because you knew I was putting in work.
Yeah.
But you never see me exploited throughout the whole, like, online.
Nah.
I never had that. I never had digital marketing my whole career.
Okay. So, bro, you're getting all this money. Why not just put the money into marketing?
You got to know where to put it. It's not even that, you know, that you got to still spend money, beats, and, you know, that shit, it costs some cheese. It's not crazy cheese, but it's like the machine, I signed for the machine, you know, they was more old school with it. Rock Nation was more old school with it. Like, they just were worried about radio.
Mm.
They wasn't worried about. So I'm watching all these guys, like basically my peers, blowing past me. And everybody's like, bro, what about, yo, like my fans, like, yo, Toffee's supposed to, like people coming up to Meek like, yo, what's up with Toffee? Like Meek's telling me this shit. And then, you know, he's handling his shit. Rock Nation's the one that's supposed to really, you know, put the digital marketing plan behind together. But they move a little different. They, you know, they more old school with it. Like they just worried about, you know, keep staying consistent, keep, you know, go to state, handshaking, this and that, radio. That's cool too, but you still need digital marketing. We in a different time.
Nah, facts.
Yeah, I peeped when this shit was changing. 2021, any rapper that blew up after 2021, it's you're not gonna see them. It's never gonna be anybody after 2021 is never gonna be another Future, another Meek, another Drake, another 10-year run. That's dead.
No, facts.
Because the way they jacked up this whole algorithm shit is like shit. It's like popcorn now. Like you just got to get your little wave, make your money, and then basically you got to keep spending money. Basically. Mm.
Nah, facts.
You always got to keep spending money, but now you got to keep spending like you're a new artist every time you drop. If you want to really stay consistent for all these years.
Nah, that shit's crazy. Yeah, I did want to talk to you about some real shit real quick. The one thing that I thought was interesting was like the people that snitched on you was like your best friends.
Yeah.
And I think I seen you talk about this somewhere about like just friends, like be careful with like the friends you keep, or just be careful of friends in general.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that shit sounds
crazy, right?
Not even crazy. It sounds like my heart goes out for you for that, because it's like, I will understand why you feel like that, but damn, everybody need friends.
No, I got friends. You gotta really, the friends you might think is the solid ones, you gotta keep an eye open. But if you're not into that, world, you ain't really got too much to worry about. But I was into that, you know, that lifestyle. It's a little more, you gotta be more on point.
But even,
you know what I'm saying? If you're not in the street life and then shit like that, you ain't got too much to worry about. You just gotta worry about somebody being like a liar or some shit, like, you know.
But that's what I wanted to talk about, not to get too heavy in my soapbox, but I wouldn't be me if I didn't have this conversation. I feel like, I mean, that's the experience that you've been through, right? Yeah. And like, I mean, our prior experience shaped the way we move.
Facts.
In our present day. And I feel like at the highest level of friendship, your best friend told on you.
Yeah.
Like, how are you able to trust anybody else that you even come encounter to?
I started getting closer to the friends that wasn't in the streets.
Mm.
Yeah.
But even they can still cross you, though. It might not be on that level.
It's going to be tough because what are they going to cross me on?
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? It ain't no money exchanging. It's just straight friendship. That's it.
Mm.
That's all.
What about like industry and the actions? Like everybody always say it's fake in the industry, things like that. Like, and sometimes I even find it hard.
It's a business. I don't take that personal. It's a business. Like I'm worthless if nobody can use me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a business. They you know, we not here. I didn't get put in for people to.
Man, you bullshit me on your song. Hold up. What is it? Been the one?
Been the one. I've been the one.
Been the one. On a song you said, I've been the one that still show love when they still owe me. I've been the one that show love when they still owe me.
That ain't got nothing to do with the industry.
Yeah, don't. But what I'm saying is, like, that's real nigga shit, right? So when I think about industry things, or I feel like, follow me. A lot of times niggas say it's business.
Yeah.
When I hear that, that's more than business. And sometimes I was just talking to my producer about this. Sometimes you might meet somebody in business, doing business, and do more than business with them. Right? Like you might, like, I offer my house to some niggas I meet doing business.
Yeah.
Right?
That was a line I know a lot of people could relate to.
Right.
Yeah.
But so you doing that, it's like, yo, like, yeah, man, you ain't never meet nobody in this. And it's like, man, it's more than business, bro. Like,
yeah,
it was business, but like now, like, you got real.
Yeah, 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 facts. Yeah, that was just something, that's just like personal shit. They ain't really industry.
Mm.
That's like, you know, somebody you looked out for.
But you never looked out for a nigga in the industry and they like still play with you?
Nah. Mm-mm. If I show love in the industry, I just did it because I wanted to. I ain't looking for nothing in return.
Okay.
Yeah.
But where do you, I mean, sometimes you want like reciprocation, don't know. It sound like you're not a robot, nigga.
It's me wanting to do it just to look out.
Mm.
It ain't somebody that need it. Like it might be some people that need it from me. I might charge, but I did a lot of free features too just to help. Mm. I ain't doing it for nothing in return.
So if a nigga you did a feature for.
Cause I gotta look at it like this. I got a lot of big features for free.
Okay, yeah.
DeVito, you know, Jeremiah, Dolph, Ross, Meek. The list goes on. I got songs, PNB Rock I ain't put out, like, before I got signed.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I got shown the love, so why not reciprocate it? You know what I'm saying?
No,
I ain't
got
to do it to nobody that's going, I feel like I need something back from.
No, that makes sense. So you think the only thing that's holding it back is the marketing?
Yeah, that's all it is, marketing. That's all I'm missing. I ain't missing nothing else. Like, the labels told me, like, you're the best artist anybody could ever ask for. Mm. I'm doing the work plus more. No. Like, I've been told I was doing too much.
What that mean? What you mean, like, doing too much?
I'm in the studio, I'm making the music, and I'm on calls with the label every day, making sure shit goes how I want it. Like,
I see.
Or trying to throw ideas and shit.
You probably could do some more interviews, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, that's their job, to set it up for me. Oh, okay. I'll send up my own shit.
No, how do you like the space of, like, journalism and, like, just these podcasts and shit?
I don't mind interviews. I like, that's why I came here. I want interviews that people really, like, talking about something. Like, you're not just, I go on an interview, asking me the same 5 questions, you same ask everybody else. Like, I ain't come all the way here just for that.
Nah, facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, facts.
And then that shit is just, if I'm not interested to watch it, I know a lot of people are not going to be interested to watch it.
You know, it's funny. I ask that because, like, with this space of, like, podcasting, you don't really have to be a journalist to do an interview. Like, Kendrick Lamar just did this interview with SZA. And, like, a lot of the journalists are upset because it's like, bro, what the fuck? If you're going to do an interview, you're talking about this monumental moment, why not do it with a journalist? And you do it with SZA.
Nah, man. Them days over with, where you got to put a title to shit. Those days are done, bro. They got to get with the times. They probably don't want to lose their job, but...
Well, yeah, that's what I'm
saying. That's what it is, bro. Yeah.
Of course, like, I'll be...
Them days over.
So you could technically... You could just have your homie, like, yo, let's do an interview. You could put up some content like that.
Yeah, we done definitely. Yeah. Hell yeah, we definitely...
So you don't believe in, like, going to, like, traditional journalists, no?
I don't care. I'll do it, but it got to be something worth going to.
Well, I appreciate you saying this is worth it, my nigga.
No, facts. It got to be something worth it, for real.
I'm still trying to get my
money. I watch your shit. That's why I can't.
You ain't got a lot of me, nigga.
I wouldn't, trust me. I wouldn't. I would have told you shit ass, bro.
Okay, so the tape is coming out. What's your plans behind this tape? But what you going to do different this time? So everybody
this
can...
This is a different sound from Tafia. You ain't feel like it's more vibey?
Yeah. This now, you got like 3 different... Hold up. Yo, don't say your name because I got somebody here that might want to retaliate, all right? So don't say your name, all right? You on a podcast. Hello?
Okay. Yeah.
What clubs have you promoted in Atlanta?
I like all of them?
Yeah. Run down your resume real quick. You got two minutes. Opium. All right.
Opium. Well, a lot of them closed.
Come on, though, man. Keep going. Just go.
You just put me on the spot. Opium.
Get to the point.
Some of the biggest clubs in Atlanta, right?
Ask me if you ever
heard of Tafia. Have you ever heard of a guy named Tafia being played in the club? Have you ever heard a guy named Tafia being played in a club?
Nah, is this like new?
Ask him if you heard this on Paper Route.
Now you're changing it up.
He might not know my name.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a song named Paper Route?
I don't know, bro. You ask the wrong person when it comes to
you. Nah, don't do that. You're a club promoter. No. It's all good.
But I've been owning a spot for 2 years.
Nah, I'm fucking with my homie. I'm fucking with my man. It's cool. We just kicking shit. It's fine. Thank you, bro. All
right.
Okay. That goes into my question. It's cool.
Nah. Paper Rock gets played the most in Atlanta.
Hey, I'm not tripping. I'm not here to... I don't want to promote that your shit ain't been played in the club.
No, I can show you.
Listen.
It's digital.
I believe you. I don't want to be digital. The one that... Because I don't want to seem like I'm hating because I like your shit. So I don't want niggas to look at this wrong.
I'm going
to
pull it up. So
all
you can
I'm
see
saying
it.
Is, what are you
You
got to
be a little more confident when you're speaking.
You said I got to be confident?
Yeah, you got to be more confident.
Nigga, I'm confident, nigga. I never heard your shit in the club. I'm confident.
You don't go to the club.
I used to go to the club.
What?
Paper Route is old.
Paper Route came out 2022.
That's 2 years, almost
and it's
3 years ago.
In the club.
No, I'm saying that I was in the clubs then.
You was in the club 2019.
How you know? Because that's he,
I can tell.
He said I can tell. He absolutely right. Like the nigga is spot on. Like I definitely was in the club.
Right.
2019. 2020.
Yeah, Wi-Fi ain't got no service yet.
Fuck that. All I'm saying is, I believe you, bro. What are you doing differently for this tape though?
As far as what?
Marketing, nigga, yeah. So everybody can. So when I go and I tell my mans, bro, you fucking with Tafia? He'd be like, oh yeah, I know Tafia.
Especially in Baltimore. They fuck with me in Baltimore. You sleep. Hey, you know Carter? Carter Vision?
Yeah, I know Carter Vision.
Call Carter, bro.
No, Carter Vision is Meek Mill videographer / photographer. Of course he's going to know you.
No, ask him if I get played in Baltimore. Just ask him that. He's not going to lie for that. Because before he was Meek Mill photographer, he's only been there for 2 years.
Of course he's going to vouch for you, though, because he's Meek. He's on Meek team.
It's not about that. Carter's not going to lie. If he don't like something, he don't like it.
I don't think I got his number, but let me go on Instagram.
Come on. They banned you from Baltimore. That's crazy. How they banned you from Baltimore?
Nobody banned you. Crazy. Really, bro, you could call anybody from the city. I'm pretty sure if you call him, he'll tell you he know me.
Well, you ain't got his number, boy.
But I don't. Call him. Call him. I bet you he say, yeah, I know who J Hill is. Play with me if you want. Yeah, and we could do that if you want. We could go person for person, club for club.
You about to tell me, boy, niggas try to stick you all type of shit.
Shit. I ain't never got. I'm good. I'm good. That's the one thing we can call whoever you want. I really.
You nervous?
I'm not. I beat niggas up. They'll tell you that. No cap. Oh, Lord. I'm not even joking.
Yo.
What's up, Chad?
Hey, what's good? Hey, you know a J Hill?
J Hill? Radio guy?
He know who I am? I don't gotta say shit. I call a nigga, do you know who?
Nigga say he in the clubs heavy cracking bottles on niggas' heads, man.
I used to be in the club hosting. I did. Come on.
He don't believe I'm getting played in Baltimore.
I mean, in a club?
Yeah.
No, not really, man.
So how do people know about me in Baltimore? Cause I remember when you told me the Many Man Envy shit was getting played in Baltimore heavy.
That's people that really know music though, Tyler. You talking about like a joint that people dancing to in a club? That ain't like a joint people dancing to.
Nah, I know that.
Thank you, bro. That's all I'm saying. Don't have me on here looking like I'm hating because I'm telling the truth. That's it. I fuck with your music.
Nah, I'm saying people in Baltimore.
Listen, I fuck with your music. I'm just saying, like, you talk about clubs.
I'm hearing it from people from Baltimore.
Ain't nobody playing that in a club.
I ain't. What? Now, I don't know about clubs in Baltimore. I'm talking about clubs in Atlanta.
I've never
sure.
heard it in a club in Atlanta.
You don't be outside.
Oh, my God.
I ain't calling somebody from Atlanta. If you want to call from Atlanta.
No. I believe. Now we just fucking around for content. I ain't gonna lie. I'm just playing around for clips and shit now at this point. I'm just joking. Bro. Come on, man. You want to call somebody else from Baltimore? What you talking about?
This I ain't gonna lie. He don't really the only one I know from nigga that I know from Baltimore.
You call somebody from Philly? You want to call somebody from DC?
Well, from what?
Because you asked about me. I'm good where I'm from.
I ain't asked about you. You told me I asked about you. Now I was asking to see if my shit get played in Baltimore.
What are you doing different to push this tape, bro?
Digital. I already started.
What you start? The one post on your Instagram? That you taking everything down?
No. You seen... the shit I usually don't do. You see, I posted my mugshot.
Yeah,
I posted on my story.
Yeah.
That shit, blogs already picked it up.
Why you ain't posted on the page?
Nah.
Wait. Because this a different type of clout. How you manage to go into jail, niggas see you with the Cuban, and they ain't take it off?
They was excited about that bitch. The officers.
How was that? What happened? Explain it.
I called a case 2021.
What case was this?
It's a Walmart case. Walmart, it's still open.
Okay.
With a gun charge.
All right, yeah, fuck that. Yeah, so you get arrested?
Yeah, I got arrested. I hit the news.
What happened?
When they took me to the county jail, you know, I was the part where you check in,
mm-hmm.
empty your pockets out, you put your shit up.
You go to the little room to take the picture?
Take the picture. I ain't gonna tell them to take my chain off. Shit, I kept it on. I ain't say nothing.
How long do you have it on before they notice?
I don't even remember. I don't remember.
Did you go?
I think it was right before I was about to like dress up, like had to take my clothes off.
Wait, y'all do that the first day? Like the first?
Yeah, you got to get in county clothes. They don't let you. Hell no, I'm Balenciaga down. You think you're gonna let me go in this fucking?
Oh,
shit
so
like that?
Okay, if it's a major crime, because I remember like when I got arrested, you go to the holding cell before you go upstairs.
Yeah, but you holding cell.
Like yeah, so in Baltimore,
you do go in the holding cell. You do go in the holding cell, but you.
Yeah, you take the picture before the whole cell. Yeah, that's all. So I was about to ask you, did you have it on? Okay, so I know for us, what they do is like you go straight. So you come in.
Yeah, see, for me, they ain't drag it.
Okay,
they I went I walked in with the officer, went to the little window shit. He got my keys, my phone and shit. Then we went through the other room. And then immediately I took a
took the picture. Yeah, that's how it is for us. And then you go to the holding cell. Did you have it on in the holding cell?
No. Then they took me to change my clothes. And then I sat down. I didn't sit down in the holding cell. I sat down in an open area where, like, you waiting to get your name called to go to the cell.
And it'd be like other people there type shit.
Yeah, other people was there, yeah.
But that ain't, you ain't had your shit on in there.
What?
You ain't had your chain on in that room.
Yeah, my clothes, yeah.
Okay.
But the room where the same room where they took the picture at, same room where you sit down with.
So when you say they was excited, like, what you mean they was excited?
Yeah, as soon as I walked in. Tafia? Like, yeah. And then other people was like, man, what the hell are you doing here? Damn. And then somebody walked by, but he was just on the news.
Sheesh.
So like, damn.
You still moving around in that Miami?
What you mean?
Like, you still moving around? Like, you still... I'm trying not to ask you too much. Are you still moving around in Miami?
What you mean moving around? Yeah, I'm a pedestrian. Yes, I'm walking.
You still living there?
Yeah.
What's right. Like, bro, you so successful, I feel like it's time for you to... You know the conversation.
Everybody's moving to Miami. Everyone. Trippie Redd got that black house
but
in
you're
Miami.
Not in your hood in Miami. You're not still in, like...
I've been in. Before I was signed, I wasn't in the hood.
Okay.
Ben, come on, man.
You don't be going to the... It sound like, bro, it sound
no,
like...
No, niggas still go to... Niggas... You, in Miami, you can't help but cut through the hood the way Miami set up. You have to if you want.
Niggas be South Beaching there all the time.
We see people from Miami. We don't care about South Beach.
Yeah, you say you got to go through the hood. You don't really have to.
No. Where I live is 30 minutes away from South Beach.
Okay.
30, 35 minutes. South Beach is south, heading towards South Miami, where it ain't lit no more. After South Beach, it ain't lit no more.
Yo, what you think niggas go wrong with this, man? I feel like a lot of niggas that's from the hoods and shit and playing the music.
South Beach right now low-key dead if it ain't like Playa or ain't really. South Beach ain't South Beach no more.
I never really got a chance to really experience Miami like that.
Oh, yeah. See, Miami could low-key kind of like, it died down.
I'm going to keep it humble.
Too much people don't move. The pandemic shit really fucked it up. It was lit, but it's like, it was more lit before pandemic. See, after pandemic, Atlanta got more lit. For us, it was the opposite.
Yeah, I never experienced the Miami shit.
Don't get me wrong, the strip clubs are still lit. Miami's a booby trap.
It's a dangerous place, bro. Like, damn.
Everywhere is dangerous. I don't know why people keep saying that.
I'm talking about... See, bro.
What you mean by dangerous?
I'm talking about just the environment, like just the hoes, the bitches, the...
Oh, that's everywhere, though. Come on, you in Atlanta, bro.
Nah, Miami.
It's worse here.
No way.
But it's worse here, bro.
You think so?
It's worse here.
You think so?
It's worse.
Hell no.
As far as mentality wise, I said, well, okay, what you mean exactly?
I'm talking about just...
Right.
I'm talking about far as like just... You're going to have to spend a check in Miami. Crazy.
You got to spend a check here too. Yeah. It's worse here. Yeah, it's worse here. It's too many places to go here, like back to back. Like,
I'm about to say, maybe because I just heard stories about
and
Miami.
The parking prices be crazy. Niggas charge you $100 to park at the gas station.
Yeah, I heard stories about Miami. I was just like, yo, yeah. Like,
Miami is not really, you ain't got to spend no check for like that for real. Like, if you know, you don't, bro. What you gonna spend a check on?
The club.
The check is gonna come from bottles and shit. If you just with you and your shorty, like,
oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You see, this Big Meech shit. Big Meech coming home. A lot of people talking about.
Oh yeah, shout out Big Meech.
A lot of people.
Shout out my homeboy Throw Beezy.
Who that? Put me on.
BMF.
Oh shit. So niggas. A lot of niggas is talking about some. It's over for niggas. Big Meech back home.
Man, that nigga chilling, man. But. He chilling. He ain't finna, trust me, bro.
You gonna be at his birthday party when he do it? They say you gonna have a welcome back home party.
I might cut through for sure. That shit gonna be tarded.
That's gonna be that crazy.
I'm gonna cut through for sure. If my homeboy Throw Beezy going, I'm going.
Yeah, I ain't getting an invite to that shit. I ain't that lit. I'm be real. I'm realist. You call a nigga from Baltimore, they knew who I am, but I ain't gonna lie. Like, not no niggas in my head.
You ain't been in the scene? On the scene since 2019, bro.
Yeah, I've been on the scene for a little bit. You said what?
6 years old?
Hell yeah.
Bro, that nigga
what?
Can't wait.
Nigga, what is Big Meech?
But really, he really like 46. You got to take 10 years off. He been reserved all this time in jail. He been working out. No, I'm saying reserve as far. He got energy. Like, He ain't no old man. Hell nah. He what? Working out. He ain't no old man.
You even asked, is he going to throw a party?
That nigga, bro, he pumped. He got, but he got a vein for this shit, bro.
Nigga, what?
He got a vein. The brother's the chill one.
Yo,
he got
you said,
a
vein. You said after listen, a dub,
nah, brother,
bro.
Yeah, the brother was, what you call it? It just, he was, the brother wasn't the party animal.
Bro, after a dub, bro, your name, I feel like his name is synonymous with like party, bro, and getting
had,
money.
That nigga had the biggest name in fucking the show. Shit.
What?
Man, nigga. Well, hey, listen, you see his brother got out early, right? Why you think he tried to get out the same time? They said no. That's what I'm saying. They scared to let him out early. They know what's going to happen. Nah. They know what's going to happen after 20 years. They know what's going to happen. That's why they ain't want to. They feel like he like a, he going to start a riot type shit. Like,
but you can still party on some bits. Nigga, it's yeah, a lot of money
still,
in partying.
He was still making money and partying.
Yeah, but I said, it's a lot of money in partying.
Man, the stories, because Big Me, he was writing letters to my homeboy when he was locked up.
Word?
Be, nah, that's his right-hand man. Like, he in the videos and all that shit. Documentary, all that. But, bro, I'm reading the letters along with him. Like, he reading them shits. I'm with, bro, the names he was saying in them letters that to us as big people now was nobodies to them back then.
Nah, for sure, yeah, yeah.
Partying with them. The nigga, Kim even, Kardashians and all that. There was nobodies to them.
Even the Jeezys, we knew that, like, it was like Jeezy was looking up to Big Meech at one point. And like,
yeah, but
Jeezy
he was part of their camp. I'm talking about people that's not part of their camp that just wanted to be around them. That's celebrities now.
Nah, they had a different type of money. You think he still got, like, all that money
he's,
put up?
Nah, he's up, bro. He's good.
Yo, how does, like, when you get... Because you said y'all didn't get caught, right? So, like, I mean, it's, I know this ain't nothing compared to Big Meech money, but
yeah, nowhere near.
Y'all ain't get caught. Do they, like, try to, like, get that money back by having you pay some shit? Like, how does that...
Yeah, always. They always gonna try to... It's either they gonna take from you or they gonna have you pay some money if they can't take from you.
But even if you pay some money, you probably still got way more than that than what they asking you to pay.
They took a lot of shit from him. But he's still good, though.
They took shit from you when you got booked? They're trying to recoup that 50?
I was clean. Hey. Oh, the 2021? Yeah, yeah. They did, yeah.
What did they take?
A lot of money. And they lied on the paper, said they only took a certain amount.
Wait, they took cash? What you mean? Explain.
Yeah, cash.
Oh, so they ran up on you and took it?
Yeah, when he locked me, they took my bread, yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking like the court system. Like, that's illegal then. I'm talking about the court system itself. Like, if they didn't take the cash from you, right, on some illegal shit, you still could have had some money come when you came back.
When I bonded out, yeah.
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 Oh, shit.
Not for my case when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the 21.
I'm talking about when you were 18, because you said...
Nah, the 18, they ain't find shit.
So you still could have, like, if you
it wasn't nothing crazy, though.
You said it was 50.
Yeah, it was 50, but we had to split it up. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was nothing crazy.
Probably like 12, 13.
Type shit. Yeah, it was nothing crazy. That's good bread. Yeah, good money. Yeah, good money.
But I'm asking because, like, I think my man got booked for some food stamp shit. And he was like, man, basically, like, he got booked, but, you know, when he came back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, yeah, so that's what I'm asking. Like, it's crazy because niggas talk all this
shit. But you got to remember, he got that whole shit with 50 going on.
We talking about
Big Meech. He got that shit because, so that's money. He's just on that alone. He's cool, bro.
Yo, how much you think 50 got to give him when he get home, like, when he touched down?
I ain't got no service here.
How much would you say 50
should... He probably already started paying him.
How much would you... If you had to put a number on it, how much would you say he gotta give him?
That shit was impactful, so he made some chicken.
Give me a number.
I don't know. I can't give a number. I have no clue.
How much would you want?
You know, I'm pretty sure 50 broke it down to him on how the shit go, like, to make the money.
No, I need extra, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
How do I share this shit?
Nah, he ain't buying no library. Not for me. He can't do that. Nah, he can't do that with him. Yeah, he can't. Because that's his whole story. He could sue him.
Wait, you said you think 50 bought the life rights?
Nah, he got them right. He got them together. He got them together. I know it's more than M for sure. Because even the son acting now. Oh, boy, got to eat. Yeah, Jit, you look just like me. I'm going to eat off you.
Yeah. Somebody's going easy. Nah, facts. I think at least 10. At least 10 million. That's on the bottom. Bro, that shit helped your career like that shit. What? Nah, facts. Nah, that shit was good.
You turn that shit on right on time. This nigga just texted me exactly as soon as you turn that shit on.
Nah, man. That shit was good, man. I appreciate you for pulling up, bro. What did we touch on that we, What else you got? You be having, bro. You be in a mix, bro. What else you have? Give me some clickbait, man. What else you got going on, bro? You be going crazy in the streets.
Shit.
You be going, nah. Don't hold back.
As far as what? You talk about girls and shit like that.
What you mean,
girls? I'm saying you can talk about girls. You know, we ain't really talk about like girls.
Unless you fucking with some celebrities that we don't know about.
Nah.
Fuck, I want to know about your hoes for nigga.
No, not my hoes. I'm just saying, like, talking about girls in general.
He want to talk about that relationship shit.
Not relationship, like, Atlanta hoes, Miami. Because you was starting to get there, then you veered to something else.
What about girls, bro?
Because how you said, like, it's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
The lifestyle bitches, of Miami.
My bad. Them hoes expensive, yeah. What's your biggest check you spent on a girl?
Well, check I spent. She's, like, damn near my bitch. Like, you feel me? I spun a little...
What's that? What the fuck, nigga? How you gonna say talk about girls and then don't want to talk? Like, the nigga is, bro. What's up with this nigga, bro?
What you call it? I mean, why? Okay, designer bag, Chanel bag, watch up bag.
I'm not talking about
diamond chains.
I don't care like, about that shit, bro.
Those like my girl though.
Yeah, that's expected, bro. Like that ain't nothing.
Yeah, I'm not blowing no bag on a random girl.
Shit.
Dinner and shit like that ain't nothing. I done been in Bar Harbor with a girl and then randomly bought some Louis shoes.
Oh, you a trick.
No, not even. Like, I ain't just meet her right then and there.
Oh, so it wasn't random then?
Yeah. I ain't never fuck her, but I ain't just meet her right then and there. Bro.
Oh, you is a trick.
No.
That's what
I know. End the fucking.
Yeah. You said you ain't up. Nah, don't try.
No. I ended up fucking. But I knew I was going to fuck already. Like, we were just cool. Pretty much.
Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. If
the
I
money
got it,
there, bro.
And you fucking Haitian. Like, you better be getting money, nigga. Like, why not? The fuck?
Yeah. Might as well.
If I had it, I'm tricking. I'm just a radio nigga. You heard what your man said?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but it's niggas that trick on a different level. Like, it's some niggas like literally walk up to a girl and just give her $2,000.
If I had it, I'd be one of them niggas.
Nah, I can't.
If I had it, I'm one of them niggas.
Like, walk up to a girl, give her $2,000?
Yeah, in the strip club, would you?
Yeah, we done did that. Yeah. We in a strip club, though. We in a strip club. I know niggas literally
nigga is
no
a
strip
freak.
Club. Walk up to a nigga.
No, this nigga type of, if you in a strip club, just walk up and just give her $2,000? Oh, fuck. No, you got to throw it. Oh. What? This nigga. Yo, oh, how you's a freaky ass nigga. Yo, picture you just walking up to a girl, just like, yo, just take $2,000. You seen it. Oh, how?
Nah, I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it.
Throw it. No, he ain't not talking about throwing it. He's saying just give it to her.
I just said that. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And throw the rest. Give it to
her. Yeah,
bro. Yeah. This situation is probably worse than that. Bro, he won't know. Bro, at one point in Miami, it's so crazy, bro. A nigga will just walk into the strip club. Exactly how I'm explaining to you. Walk into the strip club. Don't get no girl, no nothing. He just walked in there. Just me and you walked in there. And I grabbed some ones, 5,000 and ones, and just threw it in the middle of the floor and walked out.
Yeah, I mean, that's still throwing it. I'm talking about
nobody, just on the floor, just to say you did it and walk out.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
That's what niggas, that's how much bread, like, Miami niggas was just, it was just so much.
Nah, bro. That's
free bands.
That's crazy. Nah, that's crazy, bro. My dog, man, I appreciate you for pulling up, bro. For real, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. I love what you got going on, man. All jokes aside, whatever I can do to help, you know what I'm saying? Push what you got going on.
Nah, appreciate it, man.
Nah, for real, bro.
See, I sent you the song. You're the first one to have the songs. He ain't even hear him.
Nah, that shit was hard, though. But I feel like some of them wasn't finished, though.
What you mean, like?
Like, one of them, like, ended weird. Like, it wasn't finished. It sounded like it wasn't finished.
Which one?
All these are finished?
Yeah. The girl one?
I don't know exactly which one, but it went off kind of funny. I was like, it sounded like it wasn't finished.
Probably hear you. You probably listening too fast.
What? Listen, I ain't tell one lie on this podcast, man. Tell them how to follow you and all that, man, before you get out of here, bro. Tell them where to follow you and shit, bro.
Tafia underscore official, TAFIA underscore official on all platforms.
My dog, man, I appreciate you, bro, for real, man. Tafia, Mr. J Hill Podcast.
You already know.
We out, brother.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.